I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Starting so early this week.
It is. It's still daylight out.
Is Mercury really in retrograde? Is that a thing?
Until October 18th.
So it is right now.
Absolutely. That's why you're feeling wild, crazy, off.
Who is?
Everybody.
Oh.
Are you feeling a little...
It's like a generalized thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I got you.
Like communication and technology are usually like...
All garbled.
That's a good word. Not as clear. It can make you feel a little... off little
are you into astrology?
Yeah,
like your sign?
Oh yeah.
Or just what it means? Or
I remember like that big book of birthdays that I had,
and remember that. Yeah, I can see what it looks like. It's blue. Yeah. It's got like the stars on
yeah.
it. Yeah,
I felt like it really identified me as a person, like my birthday and like my personality.
Yeah,
that I get into that. I don't know, I feel like there's something to it. Something.
Is it as accurate as your Enneagram?
Oh, yeah. My Enneagram is, I mean, yeah.
Or are they tied together?
I don't know. I don't think Enneagram comes from astrology, but.
Does?
No, I said it does not.
Oh.
I don't think it does at all. It comes from something else. But I was watching a TikTok.
No, that does not sound like you.
I know. It just had a little minute, and someone was making a comparison between the 12 tribes
of Israel.
And
is that what that is? 12 tribes of Israel?
Yes. And the zodiac. Like they had some pretty interesting comparisons. And there's 12 apostles. I'm just saying.
12 is a big number.
It is. It is.
Or if you're Chinese, it's 10 plus 2.
What?
There's no word for 12.
Yeah. And, you know, I was reading, that is right, in Gladwell's book on success, what's it called? Outliers. Mm-hmm. That is one thing that he attributes to students, like Asian students learning. Like how the younger students will learn math. Like if you take them learning math, like counting to American students, it's because we have to, our children learn entirely new numbers, like
yeah.
11, whereas you automatically just, like you said, 10 plus 2. Yeah.
Yep.
There's a chapter on that. I can't remember what it's called, but he has a lot of, the whole premise of the book is like, that's where the 10,000 hour rule comes from.
I feel like the book's split in half, really.
What do you mean?
Like half of it is nobody's self-made.
Right.
And then he gives for successful people, some of the things that make them, like the 10,000 hour rule.
Yeah. Culture, like where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite chapters is the Harlan, Kentucky chapter.
Right.
But I can't remember. After that chapter, it is two parts, you're right. And after that Harlan, Kentucky, I can't remember everything. There's an airplane chapter. It's been a while since I read it. I've read it a couple times.
Yeah.
I used to have students read it. I may put that back in the rotation.
Some people don't agree with it, but...
Gladwell himself is a little... He prompts a little controversy when he writes things because he does try to take like a different angle. I've always wanted to read... I've heard his TED talk on the David versus Goliath theory that he wasn't it wasn't such a big deal that David took out Goliath because Goliath was probably blind or
because he was of the giant stature. He had health issues going into it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I heard that too, but that was an interesting, I used to do that with multi perspectives of things. Cause that's what Gladwell's whole, shtick is, I think, is taking a unique angle to something and presenting it otherwise, because the idea of people are successful because they're born successful. He wanted to go, nope. No,
that's not true.
And so he wanted to break that.
If one of the examples is if Bill Gates hadn't lived
where he lived,
had access to a computer,
mm-hmm.
all that, then life wouldn't have turned out the same. Who's to say, though?
Who's to say?
Do
you think in 2012 we all went through the Matrix glitch and we're living in a different, when the world was supposed to end and we're living on some other plane of existence?
I'm not, the Matrix didn't sell me on I just don't see that theory of we're living in a simulation.
Yeah.
If we're living in a simulation, it's some bullshit that we get sick. Right? Yeah. It's bullshit that we feel pain. No, you ain't supposed to feel that.
We want the upgrade on that simulation. Please.
Yeah. We need the patch notes for the new version 2.0 or whatever. But there's a new movie coming out.
Oh, is there?
And then I don't know how.
What else is there?
Were you a Matrix fan?
You were with me the first time I watched the movie.
Yeah. So the Matrix.
A year
itself,
ago.
The first one, is amazing. The two following it are, I like weird shit, and I can't be bothered to watch that dumb shit.
So what's this fourth one?
The fourth one is, they cut, I don't want to go through the whole, so in the beginning, it's the machines versus humans, the machines have the humans, they're feeding off of us, but we're basically imprisoned, and the world we live in now is just a simulation, and Neo goes into the Matrix, mm-hmm. and learns that it's the machines, and he battles.
I don't know if there's anything
Agent
else.
Smith or whatever his name is, who ends up being a target for the machines too, because he's getting too powerful. He's like a virus.
Yeah.
And they all die in the end, basically. But now Neo's back, and I don't know. Some things you just gotta let die. Some things you gotta
It's over. It's time to let it go.
So, a new reboot. Mm-hmm. One, I'm down for it. One, not so much. Is The Wonder Years is coming back.
Love it.
God,
I'd loved that
but
show.
But in the same time period, so I ain't
What do you mean?
In the 70s.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you meant
by that. For us, it would at least put in the 80s.
You went in 80s, 90s?
Yeah,
oh, 90s. My God.
But you've got the Goldbergs that kind of does that.
Yeah, I like the Goldbergs. It does a good job of, there's a few things on there. It's a little more, they're teenagers in the 80s where we were kids in the 80s.
Right.
But there's a few things that definitely overlap and work. He was just a little bit older than us, probably about a few years.
Yeah. And then the reboot of that 70s show, which is going to be that 90s show. With some of the remaining cast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that the spinoff I read about?
Yeah.
Is George. Red, Foreman, and Kitty, will they be in it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. These are a thing.
Well, the 90s, the 70s. For the our parents The Wonder Years or even Dazed and Confused, which it was just
it was a 90s movie written, in the 70s. I loved Dazed and Confused. I watched it all the time.
So, but just to, to think if we look 20 years back,
that was the 90s.
No, it was 2001. It wasn't even the 90s.
Oh, God.
It was the 2000s.
It's shit.
Make you feel old.
I feel super old.
At 41. said this many times, and maybe I have no chance of becoming mature. Maybe that's not a thing. Maybe I never mature in my life. What do you think?
That you mature?
Yeah. I mean, No. Is it a possibility that I one day wake up and be like, oh, I'm going to have some avocado toast and read the Times. Abby, fetch me my tea.
No. Negative.
But I don't want to mature.
So in class, I assigned this thing. In AP, we work on rhetorical analysis. And
right.
It's a little like you read something and you talk about, like, what did the writer do, like, technique-wise, strategy-wise, to appeal to the audience. So we'd been doing these, just a lot of heavy conversation about the AP test and how do you write for the AP test. And I was like, you know what? I want to freshen it up and do something like, let's do a real world. So we read A Lady Watched the Muppet Movie, because it had a 20 year redo or something, or 40 year, I don't know. And so she watched, I don't know.
How, like the original?
Yeah, so she watched the original, and she did a rhetorical analysis of the music in it and talked about how, like, the music is meant to, like, engage kids in music. And it was a really well-written piece. So I said, okay, so your job now is to go and find something nostalgic from your childhood.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And do a rhetorical analysis of that. I mean, the nostalgia of the Lego Movie? Screw you, kids. That's not nostalgic. Hey, yeah, it was Inside Out. One girl, that was the first movie she, you know, it was a big deal to her because she saw it in the theater. Because I told them they had to, like, embed a little bit of, like, narrative backstory before they got into the rhetorical analysis. Right. And I read that and I thought, how old are these kids? And it hits me every now and then. I'm like, I guess that could very well have been the first movie, depending on how
old. You gotta think their age and Charlie's age is not that different anymore.
Right. So I'm starting to hit that realization too, that these, like, I have to watch what I say. These kids are her age. So yeah, I read a lot about that. One girl read The Hunger Games when she was a third grader. She read about that experience.
How old were you when you read The Hunger Games?
I mean,
in your late 20s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minot. Maybe 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a really funny experience for me to listen. And then video games that were nostalgic to them. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's
the Wii was nostalgic. I'm like, we were grown-ass adults and we bought the Wii.
Yeah.
But it's just so weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So the 90s, I'm loving all the 90s trends. Like, there are girls that straight up look right out of My So-Called Life. You know?
Of all the things to pick, that's God.
I mean, that was a very distinct, like, fashion. What do you want me to say? Like, Daria?
That's a cartoon, though.
I loved it. Did you? That's the part of MTV that, like, I still remember.
Yeah, Daria, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you watch My So-Called Life?
Yeah.
Loved it. It was so edgy.
Yeah. There was a gay person on it.
Yeah, it was just so edgy.
Oh, my God.
And they had such, like, and somebody, I think, had alcoholism.
Yeah.
Was an alcoholic. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is real life. Is this what high school was supposed to be like? Because
we're all going to be in rehab.
Hmm. Wait till these girls wear their bootcut jeans that are dragging the floor. Bitches, they're going to get really wet and raveled, and they're going to ravel in the winter. Good luck. That's all I'm telling you.
I don't know. I'd be down to check out both these new shows. But again, I think we talked with Jason about that. We just don't watch TV.
Mm-mm.
Like, even it's gotten progressively less and less and less. One, because, like, when we're in our bedroom right now, so if we're in our bedroom, like, it's hard to have just alone time in here.
Well, yeah. Also, the television that is in our bedroom requires a remote control to operate it. We can't use our phone.
And we can't find it.
Well, I see part of it in the floor right now, but, like, to have three things.
Batteries.
You have to have the batteries, the remote, the TV. All those things have to be aligned. Yeah. And it just never happens.
Yeah.
Not that we
ever really watched a lot of TV in here. We would before we go to bed, but guaranteed, turn the TV on, turn the lights out, Abby's asleep in 6 minutes.
That's not true.
Do you think other people
lose remotes and batteries as much as we do?
I think that maybe the remotes are more important to them than what, like, it's just not on our priority list.
Like, I just want to know if other people have clutter the way that we have clutter. Like,
I'm sure.
And lose stuff. And your kids just, like, haphazardly throw things everywhere.
I mean, we're not special.
But we're filthy.
So, last week, if you recall, if you've not, go back and listen to Character Flaws with our good friend and legal advisor, Jason Ellis.
It was so fun. I would like to do another podcast with our friends. I really liked talking to Jason. And I thought of 1,000 things I wanted to ask him afterward.
Well, remember them, because we think of 1,000 things we want to talk about here and never makes it to air. But I surprised Abby.
Talk about the episode a little bit.
I got tag teamed about my filth and
tag team back again.
And we mentioned a scoreboard. If we had a scoreboard of who did what.
But Gary and I have made a conscious effort to not keep score
right
in our marriage, because sometimes our conversations get really bogged down with.
Because I'm competitive and she's not. And I will.
Well, no, but I think, too, it's not healthy in our relationship for us to constantly keep score of, like.
I don't think it's healthy for anybody's relationship.
Right. For us to go, well, I just did that. You have to do this now. That everything has to be a. Like, we should just do things because they're better for us.
We're a sliding scale of.
We should just help each other.
Yeah.
Not I'm doing this, now you have to do that, or I did this and it's better than you.
I rarely ask for help, though, so just know that.
Okay.
Unless it's fighting something.
Okay. Have you seen my belt?
Yes, I have.
I handed it to you.
And you threatened me. Abby threatens to punch me in the mouth, dead straight on. Assuming that I'm going to take that belt and maybe slap her on the ass with it.
I knew you would. No. And I just said I wasn't in the mood for it. And I just said I want to walk by you. I want to walk in this space by you without you touching me.
No. You didn't specifically say touch.
Specifically.
You said hit you with the belt.
But you couldn't do it.
I didn't hit you with the belt.
But you had to take your hand out and touch me.
Listen, you got that beautiful round peach on that backside.
No,
I've got to touch it every time you walk around.
Defiant thing in you that you have to.
You walked by me the next time. I didn't touch you.
Because I said, I am now going to walk by you. And I bet you cannot do that. Just stand there. Like, I had to challenge you.
Maybe that's what I'm missing in life.
Like, there is something about you that, like, you cannot just submit to something. Like,
that's why I will repent on my deathbed. That's
like you and Charlie.
A lot.
95% of your fight is your inability to submit the conversation. And guess what? 95% of my dealings with her is her inability to submit. And just
it sounds like
stop.
You need to submit more.
No, I.
it. Anyway, I take off work. Unbeknownst to Abby.
It's
a day. I mean, my Thursdays suck. They don't suck, but like they're
fractured.
Yeah, it's like our whole routine's off. But so I decide I'm just going to come back home. I'm going to take Harlan. I took him to therapy, took him to school, came back home, and I just start cleaning.
Was that like in your head? That was a plan, or it just happened?
I had no intentions. When I woke up that morning, that's what I was going to do.
Oh.
It just kind of hit me. Because you said you'd wanted to clean. You have had a very stressful couple weeks. You've had expectations to do things that you've not been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And being the good husband.
I really appreciated it. Because that, in my head, I thought.
And you're on break now. So it gave us, like, we want to obviously do things.
Now listen. This house still needs to be cleaned in certain parts, but how dirty was it? What you cleaned?
I didn't have a problem. There's just trash. I picked up trash.
But it was a lot.
It wasn't a lot. I managed to watch 2 Harry Potter movies. The more adult ones. Just because I've seen them and I could go back and forth.
I was super grateful, though, because my plan in my head to catch myself up to where I needed just to be at, like, zero at neutral was to stay up and clean Thursday night, get up early Friday morning and get to school because Harlan had his thing. I was going to leave Charlie wherever Charlie was. But it allowed me to...
It all worked out.
...to rest a little bit Thursday and talk to a friend. And
one thing on a serious note is as our time becomes very cluttered, like with activities for both kids, Abby has school and then her own assignments that she has to do. I have mine. I'm on fall break this week. I was thought about going to Panama City or... Vegas or somewhere.
That's spring break.
Breaks a break. All right. But we've been trying to make time for each other. Like at least once a week, we'll go out to dinner, just her and I. Mm-hmm. And it's the best. Other than this hour that we get,
it's hard.
Like we're recording early tonight, so because
our butthole kid finally fell asleep,
or he fell asleep early, so there's no chance he sleeps through the night.
I'm banking. I'm hoping. I'm praying.
He said zero melatonin.
He just melted big time. We did really good. So Garrett and I have been saying go cats today. It's when we're recording this. This is Catter Day.
It did not go well for the cats. It did not go
well. What do I do with my shirt?
It's done.
So I don't wear it anymore?
No.
Okay.
You've had your run.
So Harlan heard us saying go cats and let's go cats and heard... Let's go see cats. Mommy's car. So I just put him in the car and we went driving. Just because, I don't know. I didn't know what else to do. So I took him to Dollar Tree. He definitely looked for cats and cats. Meow. Cats. We did not find any cats.
No cats.
I tried like black cats like for Halloween. Yeah. Not interested. So then that was in the cart. We did that. So I tested him walking through the dollar store. He did okay. Like he kind of listened and stopped, and he's getting much better at that. Like he doesn't run off. Took him to school to grab something. We did amazing until right before we got to the car, and he just, like, if there's a security video, I'm chasing and like restrain holding our son in the lobby of MCHS, trying to get him to the car.
I'd like to get a copy of that.
I think we left like a toy or something behind because I was like, not getting it. But he wants to run. He loves running in there. I don't know what it is. It's a big open space.
Let's be honest. Little chubby fella don't like to run too much.
He wanted to run. He just wanted to take off. I don't know what he thought he saw, but he was ready to go and cried school all the way home.
We've been really, and this, I think for every individual listening to this, a good routine is life-changing. And what we're finding is that 40 years into this experiment of Harlan, turns out he thrives on routine.
Thrives. Loves it. Like, guaranteed can go to bed if we're like, it's dinner.
Goes to bed, wakes up, the Thursday I stayed home was a little rough because he was off his routine. So,
Yeah.
But we're working on that.
We are. We're getting better, so hopefully that will help us in other aspects like potty training and stuff. But
or getting our own shit together.
Also us.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with routine because I definitely want to get up in the mornings and work out, right?
Right.
But inevitably either he wakes up or...
You don't wake up.
Or I have like a really bad night of sleep or something. And I can't get up, or I've got...
Sounds like excuses to me.
Well, or I wake up and I've got a choice, either go work out or I can take, or he has slept and I need to take that hour or 2 hours and do something for school. So I can't get that over that hill.
You sleep when he sleeps. That's what we've been told since the very first kid was born.
It's hard. I hear that.
He does go to bed at 7:30, so. I know. Plan accordingly.
I'm. It's not like I'm staying up super late. It's the middle of the night. It's the waking up for me, in the middle of the night that bothers me.
That I only wake up to pee just because I'm turning into an old man.
You do pee a lot at night. Meanwhile, I am doing back stretches now every morning because I've thrown out my back.
I made a serious gesture about looking for a handicap accessible van.
Shut up. I mean it. I. I was so mad because when I was like,
it never fails though. She wants to do something, her back goes out, she twists an ankle.
Okay, that's never happened. That it's prevented me from doing anything, but my back legit has gone out. I was like, it's time to clean. Let's go. And I woke up and I'm like, I now cannot move.
Sound like.
And I have to spend.
Apparently, like, I got up this morning.
No, this was yesterday morning.
Well, whatever. And Abby's like,
hang on.
I have no recollection of this. I must have heard some commotion and zombified walked out.
I got up and had to go to the bathroom. So I went to the other bathroom. Harlan chased me in there from our bed, crying at 2 a.m. in the morning. We fall asleep on the couch. I hear Harlan get up and he's in the bathroom. In my head, I think he's going to the bathroom. I just hear a lot of noise in our bathroom. So I jump up off the couch at 7 a.m. I have hurt my back, so I can't fully stand up. So I am like hunched over like an, like, totally in an L shape, wobbling my way to the bathroom. And you're like, what's going on? I'm like, Harlan's up. I got to go. You're like, what's wrong? I was like, my back is freaking out right now. And you're like, huh? And you just walk off.
Doesn't sound like me, but
like, I was in pain.
Can't
I was like,
accountable for what I do in my sleep.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It was 7 o'clock. What do you mean?
Dude? PM?
AM. That's not like
that. I've got so much accomplished by 7 a.m.
That's where you need to mature, old man.
Oh,
Gary is the only human being that can get 8 to 9 hours sleep. Be like, gosh, I'm just sleeping good. I'm like, I would kill somebody for 8 or 9 hours sleep.
You don't want my curses on you.
What's your curse?
I mean, to sleep like that and not have good sleep.
Oh, okay. Got it. We'll put you on the prayer chain.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Say a little prayer for me. Shout out, Tom.
Yes.
Abby got a very nice email from a former student.
Casey.
That you listen because of her. But it's okay that you listen for me. I know I'm the one that makes you laugh.
It just could not have hit at a better time. Just
to be fair, and Abby won't tell you guys this, she gets these all the time.
No, I don't.
Not about listening to the podcast, but just, hey, you were my favorite teacher. Hey, you changed my life. Hey, you owe me $50. Well, something like that.
I don't owe anybody money. That so. I know of. Unless there's been like a fundraiser and I didn't pay you and I'm sorry.
The check's in the mail, FFA.
Somebody, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I bought a candle or something. No, it was just a super sweet, like, I just go through these moments where I feel like I am screwing it all up and I'm not doing a good job. And
what's that like? Because I never have that feeling. Honestly.
Are you serious?
I'm seriously. Sometimes in parenting, but that's very rarely too. But like, I don't ever really reflect on stuff like that.
At all.
I don't, no, I just don't feel, there's so many aspects of my life where I can be self-deprecating.
Different, like self-deprecation and then, I just had this conversation. Somebody mentioned this, Jesse mentioned this just the other day. Like being vulnerable or, you know, understanding and reflective and then self-deprecating, I think that's a slippery slope. But
I generally feel confidence.
I don't.
And I don't. And we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Like,
my one big giant problem that I'm working through right now is understanding, like, where my expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, you're digging into this in the counseling.
Yes. And
not to put your business out.
It's fine. Where my expectations are and then where reality is and managing the ability to understand like things that I expect. Like one huge problem I've had the past few weeks is I had expected to get something done. So I should myself to death. Like
shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I should be doing this. I should have done that. And so I will get to the end of, you know, Sunday night and be like, oh my God, I should have, like, constantly. And in the classroom, I do the same thing. Like, I should be better at this. Like, I've been teaching for 17 years. I should do this. I should do that. But, you know,
What would invoke that confidence?
I don't know. I
think you have evidence of your that you're doing good.
Yeah,
but I think you ignore those. I think those are.
I don't think I ignore them. Like, aren't
as loud
because you know the message Casey sent.
Email,
like
yeah.
the message she sent. I truly value that, especially coming from, you know, such an amazing student and writer and thinker, and knowing it's not just, you know.
Was she really? Or are you just saying?
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Like,
I believe her, brilliant Casey. Kid. I think you've done well. You went to Eastern, though, so that's not
So, I'm trying to be more mindful of those moments, but also letting, like, confidence in myself, knowing that you are doing the right thing, and, you know, something that the therapist said is like, hey, the kids don't know. like they don't know. Your students don't know.
What you expected to do.
Like, did I expect this X, Y, and Z to happen? They don't know. So, you know, I don't think we knew what our teachers were supposed to be teaching us. But I don't know. I'm trying to.
I feel like I know what my college teachers are think they're doing.
I'm just trying to level that out a little bit, especially as a mom. You know, what I should be doing as a mom, what I am doing as a mom, it is enough.
Right.
And, you know, I say that and I tell people that and I try to remind others of that, but it's giving myself that grace and having that. I don't know if I need confidence so much as, I don't know what it would be. It's not.
How about a little chill? You need a little chill is what you need.
I think it's good to feel my feelings, and I don't want to, like, ignore, I don't want to numb them. Like, chill feels like numbing that or, like, ignoring it. I don't know. But
maybe just turning the volume of that down a little bit.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. So working on validation and, like, validating how I feel, acknowledging it and not being being non-judgmental about it. Like, this is how I feel about this moment right now. Here, and just being very realistic. About what is going on and not projecting a lot of other things to it, value to everything that I do, which is really hard being just a feeling person where everything is an emotion, a feeling, and I put a lot of...
That's why we're so different.
Yeah, it is. And I think it helps.
It helps to have me.
Well, it helps you have me.
If we
were
both like you, it'd be like, fuck.
If we were both like you, it'd be a mess.
Exactly, yeah. Both like me, be like, this house, listen.
And not just about that. The house thing is not an expectation thing. It is literally an anxiety thing for me.
Yeah.
Clean surfaces make me feel better about things. It is just a visual mindset, so... I am not like an OCD person. I don't have to have that.
You don't think so?
No. No, it is. It's completely like I like to see a clean surface because, again, it's like regulating me back to this place of being productive. And I like clean slates. So that's not.
I feel like every morning I wake up, it's a clean slate.
No matter where it is.
No matter what's going on.
You can. Like you. You can just turn everything else off. I wake up and I've already thought through 97 things.
I'm glad I don't have that.
I've guilted myself into like I've done something wrong by the time I wake up. I've already overslept 5 minutes. If I went to the gym, I didn't do this other thing. Like there's no just waking up and being. Whereas you can wake up and just exist.
I just exist regardless. All that to say, thanks, Casey.
Yeah, it was precious.
Also, thank you to Charlie's teacher.
God, no, we said we wouldn't talk about this.
No, I'm just.
Oh. No. Just.
She probably ruined Charlie's childhood.
It does not. It does not.
Their whole class knows now.
Yeah.
This isn't for you guys.
I mentioned Charlie needs a sponsorship for her swim team. And, you know, we talked about being the podcast being a sponsor. And she was like, but not enough to like put your names on the shirt. I was like, oh no, enough to put our names on the shirt.
Sponsor. We're going to do a podcast with the whole swim team.
So it is like we're getting to this point of.
Were you like, I don't know. First of all, I rarely get embarrassed.
Really? Ever?
I mean, you've seen me. I mean, I shit my pants and just played it off. I feel like it's going to happen to everybody at some point.
Are you talking about in New Hampshire?
Yeah. No embarrassment. Somebody else did my dirty laundry, and I looked them right in the eye and said, thank you.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's my
God. True story. So, yeah, it's hard. Like, I own up to my shit.
Literally. You don't always own up to your shit, but when it comes to embarrassing moments, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really deep place I'm not ready to go into. When we talk about, like, parents and embarrassment.
Yeah, even, like.
I'm not ready to go there.
Yeah.
That's a whole different issue and story.
But socially, like, the way we act in public around our kids. First of all, I don't think Harlan cares yet.
No. I breathe, and I'm embarrassing Charlie, so. Yeah. I can't get places early enough, and I can't get them there late enough.
Can't be late, can't be too early.
We are fighting, again, I've mentioned this, like the radio thing, we're still fighting over, and I'm like, nope, you're not touching it. We went over that again. I think we walked about 20 feet apart from each other at court day today.
Oh, yes, because now is the season, right? This is the...
Today, it summoned... The fall.
Like, woke up and it was a little chilly.
First off, can we talk about how I woke up?
I don't remember how you woke up.
Do you not remember this? At 3 a.m. this morning, I rolled over and Charlie was standing and staring at me.
Yes, I do remember
and
that.
I gasped for breath. And I was like...
I'd be glad you don't keep a gun by the bed.
She would have been shot. I didn't know. I thought I was going to come up swinging. I don't know what happened. In 2 seconds, my thought was, what is she doing in here?
She's a ghost.
I didn't think she was home for like 2 seconds. In my head, she was spending the night with Livy still. It was that night. I mixed up nights. Why was she here? And what was happening? Is our house on fire? She alerted me to the fact that it was precipitating outside. It's raining and the wind is blowing. Thanks. Thanks, Bill Mack. Go to bed. Unless... There is literal tornadoes tearing through our house. I don't care. I just thought you'd like to know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm good. Well, it just sounds really windy out there. Go to bed. I told her, no more. House has to be on fire. You need to be bleeding. There has to be actual trees falling into our home before you wake me up like that again. That was terrifying. Terrifying.
Oh,
I think you left the bed at that point, maybe, or did I leave the bed? Somebody
left.
I don't know, but oh, so yeah.
Crisp fall morning, but it's we live in Mount Sterling, obviously, mm-hmm. And it's court days.
Is it court day or court days?
I mean, it's multiple days. So
I know, but
days.
I think it just used to be one day.
I mean, it goes
the court
it's
day
a
festival
tradition.
Okay,
but
it's like Kroger and Kroger's.
Walmart's.
Hundreds. It draws hundreds of people.
That's what the news is. It draws hundreds of people. So we were talking earlier, and we, growing up, I don't know that we ever really partook in court days.
I didn't know it existed.
I do remember going to Fleming County for their court days once, which I don't even think they still have, but, and it was the traditional selling dogs, guns, like that's what I remember most.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big outdoor flea market. But now it's become so, like, so much counterfeit name brand stuff and food, basically.
Yeah.
You can still find the guns, and I don't think you can find the dogs here. You may have to go to Preston for there.
Yeah, I think that's, there were no animals. It was,
we haven't gotten any reports from Preston, though. Have you?
No, I was listening in on someone's conversation today.
Abby was out amongst the people.
When I went to, we parked cars this morning. Charlie wanted donuts. There's a little mini donut place set up.
Solid. They weren't really donuts, though. I mean, they were donut hole.
There were mini donuts. Yeah, miniature donuts.
It was just fried dough.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
It tasted like little tiny
funnel cakes.
So I got Garrett, being a donut lover, I got him some and brought him to the house.
For the record, if you're listening, I'm a cake donut guy.
I thought these were cakey. They looked cakey.
They did in no way, shape, or form look cakey. Cake looks like cake.
They looked cakey with toppings, so whatever. They had a glaze on them. So I went straight in to get the donuts. I really have been wanting a candle, a fall candle. I feel like my house is cleaner with a good candle burning.
It smells cleaner.
Yeah. So that used to be Gary's go-to move, cleaning. He'd light a candle.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone talking about Preston, that it was a big muddy mess. So Preston is one way in, one way out. Like it's the road. There's only one road.
We've been there a couple times.
Like yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Literally. I've only been twice.
Charlie was a baby the first time we went.
Yeah. I don't know. Did we take her with us?
No, my sister watched her. Remember we bought her a little UK dress.
It was a pillowcase dress.
Yeah.
But it's muddy and gross and stuff right now. That was the only report I'd heard from it. And there wasn't a lot there. But at Mount Sterling, it didn't feel, packed. You know how there's, booth upon booth.
And Saturday's usually the day.
But this was still early, and the weather was kind of crappy this morning.
Like, you know it's court days when you turn off your Wi-Fi and you get no reception.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck, everybody's here. But, so growing up, we had the Hardwood and Harvest Festivals.
Yep.
And I exposed Abby for her pageantry.
I've been in a couple of beauty pageants.
Little Miss.
I don't know if I meant to ask my Aunt Kathy. I don't know if I was Little Miss Harvest Festival or Little Miss Hardwood Festival. It was the one out at.
Whichever was more prestigious, that's what you want.
There was one on the JC farm. I did one there.
You sure that wasn't for the county fair?
Because
that's where they had the county fair at.
No, that was the Harvest Festival. It may have been. I didn't win that one. And then there was one.
You came back strong.
Came back strong to the one at Trademore.
Yeah.
And I won. I was in kindergarten when I won that, 1986.
I wish we still had your sash.
I still wish I had that little purple dress. It was so fancy. It was so fancy.
But that, growing up, I have distinct fond memories of that time.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of dissipate after the eighth grade.
But it feels like it lasted forever. I guess that's how kids feel about court day, is days and days and days with your friends and hours and hours. And you just feel like you're there forever.
Like we let Charlie go Friday, hang out.
By herself with a friend. Yeah. And, she bought stupid stuff. So
she bought a mushroom.
Just a mushroom. That's all it was like a porcelain mushroom. She's really into the mushrooms.
Looks like Toad from Super Mario Brothers.
I all the crafty things that were at the Harvest Festival, and that's back when the geese.
I remember my mom, Connie, you'll have to back me up on this. She made ceramic pies and sold them there.
Yeah, yeah. This was a thing. Like food, making food look
like fake food.
Fake food.
Yeah.
That was a thing. I remember that.
I remember beds on wheels being raced on the back street.
Yep. There was something downtown. I did like a egg where you put an egg on a spoon and it erase. I did that one time.
I mean, it was, but I don't know if it's for lack of support from the powers that be, or just, I don't know.
I remember this one roller coaster downtown that took you straight up. Like the cart went straight up and down. You were completely vertical. And then it got to the top and then you rolled down like a spiral and came around. And I was terrified of that.
Did you ride it?
Oh, yeah. A couple times. But I just remember being terrified of.
Listen, I don't know about.
But looking back, the ride itself wasn't scary, other than the fact it was a fair ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're young, you don't have any fear.
Oh, I did.
Like when I went.
Speak for yourself.
That's one of the things, like when me and Charlie went on vacation this year, all these kids are like super excited to get on these roller coasters. I'm like, are you not scared to die? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay.
We went to Nashville when I was younger and we went to the Opryland. My nanny and Foley, who has since passed, God love Foley, got married in Gatlinburg at like a feed store. Mm-hmm. And we were there. And I remember we went to Opryland one day and stood in line forever and ever for this ride.
You mean Dollywood?
No, Opryland. There was an Opryland.
Well, Nashville and Gatlinburg are pretty far away from each other.
I'm telling you, we went to a theme park and it was Opryland.
Okay.
And there were rides.
Okay. If you're in Gatlinburg, you're right at Dollywood, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just telling you, we weren't at Dollywood.
I heard you. Go ahead.
We could have I'm calling my mom.
Teresa, where were we at?
I know that's where we were. Damn it.
Listen, you are many times wrong about your memories.
Anyway, we stood in line for a ride forever and ever and ever and got up to it. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. And we just walked on through. And I remember my parents being pissed.
Oh, yeah.
But the more I got there, I was like, I mean, I was young.
Yeah.
Opryland USA, a theme park in Nashville, Tennessee. Suck my boob.
So look at now Google Nashville to Gatlinburg.
I know, but I'm just telling you, we drove.
I don't feel like you would have, but okay.
I don't know where. I just know they got married at a feed store. Maybe it wasn't in Gatlinburg, but they got married at a feed store somewhere.
We tune in the next episode. We'll have a clarification.
Oh, that's my nanny.
But
questioning me.
But now, so we both said we didn't do court days growing up. Of course, Mount Sterling seems so far away when you're young.
Yeah.
Mount Sterling, shit. What was that?
That's forever.
But so I started coming to court days with work probably 2003, 2004.
And I would have been teaching then. I'd just started teaching.
Yeah. And so I got to pull right up and park. And it wasn't, I would take a break and we could just go walk through the crowd. And fun trivia fact about Gary Thomas, I didn't start my addiction to smokeless tobacco until I went to court day.
Because it was free.
It was free.
There's that booth down. There was a booth over by Downtown Athletic Club-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that lottery? And there's always a lottery ticket booth.
The lottery's always. I think lottery comes like first Friday too.
I've not seen them. Oh my gosh. Wabash Cannonball, that's the ride that I freaked on. Right there it is. Right there it is. I'm just telling you.
But so we took Harlan to his first court day and put him in the mullet contest. He did lose.
We were not ready. We were not prepared. Well, we did not understand the assignment.
His hair had only been growing for like 18 months at the time.
So cute, his little curls, and then Gary cut them all off in the pandemic.
I did. They did not come back.
Oh, he does have really thick hair, though.
But I don't know. It's just that this time of year, I love fall, and I love the festival season, but it's more of a nostalgic thing than it is actually going and doing it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people from here that all leave town.
Sure.
During
I'm sure it's like a
day.
Huge annoyance. Like, I this morning I was like, fuck, I want to go to the gym, but I'd have to walk there, and I don't know. I remember I did that a couple years ago. I walked to the gym during court day, and like people were sleeping in their booths and stuff. It was so
weird. I did that
once.
I got there at like 6 a.m. and it was dark, and people I was legitimately scared. It was so dark, and the tents make it look super scary downtown because it transforms.
Spooky.
It transforms the way it looks, and I was like, I don't know if I want to go this early again.
I remember they were charging people $5 to come in and piss.
Yes.
What the? People were paying it too. Like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But you got to think it's clean, it's warm, it's
no.
All that.
I wouldn't just, and you know, when you have kids, the thing like taking kids out in public, like finding that bathroom, because you can't double up inside of a
porta potty.
Porta potty. Like, yeah. That's so frustrating.
I hate porta potties. And then, but they put them all in a row. I don't know. Tell us what you guys think if you like these little festivals.
But it just didn't feel super busy. Granted, you know, it was early.
But we are. We'll update you next week. We're going to go hit it with the Thomas Foursome.
Are we taking Harlan?
Yeah.
How? What are we going to put him in?
He's going to walk.
Oh, you're going to carry him when he stoves up and wants to.
Maybe we'll take turns going down there. I don't know. But
can we just go without the kids?
We're just going. Yeah. Okay. We're just going to go get food.
That's all. That's really all I want. Like,
yeah. You got to get your corn. We got to get a.
I didn't see the corn out anywhere, which I just did the main strip really fast. I have a former student who has a truck down there.
A food truck?
Yes. And he's actually, he's trying to get his own food truck going. So I don't know, like, the situation, like, whose food truck he has right now, but that's what his money is going towards. So I really do want to hit that up just to get something to support that, because I think that's so cool to get that.
And everything's a charity. So everybody's selling to raise money for something.
So
we might set up a booth next year and do a live podcast from
the
broadcasting on Facebook all day long.
The hard part for me is students have every class. They're right beside each other. They're all in front of the health department. They have they sell LA
by LA from
LA and water. So I usually give to the seniors first because they are the ones that their money is most immediately spent. But it's crazy. We have entered the age where we now park cars. Like, Charlie's involved in things that require us to participate. Like, I've never parked cars at court day before.
Right.
We did that this morning. It was painless. We did it with church and a great location. And
yeah,
for five dollars.
Yeah. I can remember though working the command post at court day, and people would come in so pissed because their cars would get towed.
Because they've parked
in the wrong spot.
Parked at somebody's house.
They parked at the post office or something.
That's the post office. Our students, various athletes are using that one right now to park cars. I think we were cheaper than them.
I think your brother got his car towed one year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I forgot about that. Was that for that? Was that court day?
Yeah.
Forgot about that. I don't know where they parked, but
so we earlier in the episode we talked about like redos and remakes, and I forgot one. I wanted to bring it up. I don't know.
Oh, about television shows?
This is a movie, and I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
Okay,
a complete updated version, only on Disney Plus.
Okay,
of one of the holiday classics.
Which is it?
Home Alone.
No,
and it's a British family.
Nope. Hard no.
But
do not approve.
I read a comment and it made sense to me.
What?
The person said at first I was completely against this, but I remember how funny it was for me as a kid, and I think it would be awesome for my child to see it in an updated version.
I don't believe anything can happen because we have cell phones now. What's the premise?
Same premise.
How?
Listen, I don't know.
With Wi-Fi technology.
Listen, I don't know. I've not seen it. It's not come out yet.
They're going to have to get super creative. Like, they need to, like, I need to see the Wi-Fi tower go down in this.
I don't know.
Interesting.
The bad guys, I don't forget who it's a male and a female, and the female is, oh my God, from The Office.
Angela?
No.
Meredith?
No, the receptionist at the end.
Oh, crap. I just, she was Kimmy Schmidt.
Her.
Okay. What is her name? Her name changes because it's originally Kelly, and they have to change it to,
I don't know.
What is wrong with us? I feel so disappointed. Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Sorry, that was.
Was
okay. See, this can't, like, because a kid walking down the street on their own, instant red flag. That's like, you can't do that anymore. I'm just telling you,
be open minded. Okay,
I don't approve.
Before that comes out, we have two big things we need to worry about.
Okay,
Ozark,
yes,
final season.
Yes, is it the final?
Yeah,
they just wrapped up filming, like this week, this month.
And they've also wrapped up filming on one of our favorite shows to watch together, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I really want to see. I love it comes out December, that. Though. Oh, that's soon. I mean, that's kind of, for everybody else, is 2022, so they're getting a jump.
Yeah.
I heard that was what Sex and the City's doing. I guess they're redoing. I never got into that show. I didn't watch the movies. I didn't read. Is it a book? I think it's a book.
I think it's based on a book, but
I didn't read or watch the shows.
Also,
not my. Meh.
I don't know.
You don't know.
There's no space for original ideas anymore.
I don't think that's true. I mean,
I don't think there's space for. I don't think there's a large space for profitable new ideas. Like you keep.
I think that's hopeless. I don't think that's true. What do you mean?
I mean, we just talked about a handful of reboots or redos, and that's barely scratching the surface of what.
Well, if you ask, like, I mean, fundamentally, there are only like 7 true stories in the world, and that you just do a replay of those, like story structure. So, I think there's room for
that. What about scary movies?
What about them?
It's that time of year.
I tried to get Harlan to watch a scary movie last night, but all we could do was, for a kid, Haunted Mansion or something, but I could get Spooky Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah, he was really into Mickey Mouse.
We have a ton of Halloween, like, books and hardbacks. Mm-hmm. That, for some reason, that was a tradition I started with Charlie, was every holiday getting a collection of books that I would lay out for her. He's 10% interested.
Yeah.
He'll find one that he latched onto, and this year it was the Mickey Mouse book.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to cut the book up. And so for 2 hours last night, I said, no, Harlan, no, we don't. He wanted me to cut the Tootles flap out. He wanted to play with it like himself. And I was like, no, Harlan, we don't cut books. We don't cut books. And no, I was a firm no on this. And he asked 25 times. And I made.
Well, that's about it for the podcast.
No, I made him a Tootles. I did everything else. I was like, we're not cutting the book. Hard no. Went to court day this morning, came back. Somebody on this podcast cut the freaking book up. Had it cut right out. Ate a poor job of that, might I add. You didn't even cut the ears out. You just did a big blob. Didn't hide the evidence. Just scissors and scraps of paper sitting everywhere. And you had to know I told him no last night. What did he do? Take him one time? 2 times. He asked you twice, you got bothered, and you did it.
No, first of all, no, because I'm not that crafty guy. But we sat down and did it together. And also, I think you're glossing over the fact that I bought a whole Baby Shark Halloween book, and I spent a good portion of my afternoon cutting out baby sharks and coloring them for him.
I'm so glad. It's like the story of my life. Harlan refuses to color himself. I don't know what his block is. I don't know what part of his weird personality does not. He wants me to color and draw the baby sharks. I will put the pen in his hand, say, let's do it together. Let's color. You do it. He'll go, no, you do it. And tonight's big meltdown was because I would not color in the baby shark. But he loves, my mom will cut out baby sharks for him all day long. And he wants one in every color. So you think you're getting by with just coloring a baby shark. And then he'll like, okay, now daddy shark. You do that. Okay, now mom, and you have to go through. One day, I was down to cutting up cousin sharks. Because somewhere in his like, we were doing aunt shark, uncle shark, cousin shark. And he wanted multiple cousins. I was like, I'm done. There are no other family members. This family tree is over. It is done. Because one of his many wild episodes of Baby Shark, they did the entire family. So.
We also.
Oh.
Sad news.
Are you going to tell?
I'll tell.
Okay.
I won't go into the details here, but let's just say Harlan's had an adverse reaction to Shark Puppet.
We.
Granted, listen, it was probably too much anyway for him. It's more of a teenager type thing.
I don't know if it's teenager.
It cracks me up. I love it.
Okay, there like it is. Never mind. It's teenager. Sorry.
He has a shark puppet
somewhere in this house. Yeah,
it's missing, which is a good thing. But
he started mimicking
some questionable behavior, and they're like, "Well, we don't know where that came from."
And truly
didn't know where it came from.
Truly, he did a couple things that did not match up with like products that we had at our home. Things that I had never seen him react to before. He did this at his school. And I happened to just tell Charlie, because she knew that we left to go pick him up. And she goes, "What was that about?" And I told her what he had done at school. And she's like, "Oh."
Yeah.
Instantly, she goes, "That's shark puppet." And I was like, "What? What?" She goes, "Yeah." So what will happen, and this is the danger of YouTube that a lot of parents will tell you, is you may find a video on there that is perfectly harmless, innocent, wonderful, and it's all of the side bars to it that once it gets in that automatic replay mode,
algorithm that
yes
suggested.
So then, like, questionable shark puppet videos, and I even went on Instagram. There's multiple shark puppet creators. So we may have originally found like the innocent, harmless one who just likes cheese and to scream.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others that get into more mature content or doing questionable things that a developing 4-year-old should not be seeing.
I knew it was.
So
I hate to tell myself here.
What?
So I'm watching it on my own one day.
Oh my God. Like here's the house?
It's just on and hard, okay. You know, whatever. And shark puppet selling lemonade.
Okay.
Have you seen this one?
No. So when I have not seen lemonade. Shark puppet, I don't like it because it screams and I can't stand that noise.
Yeah. The screaming doesn't bother me. So shark puppet selling lemonade. This guy comes up. He's like, "How much for a glass of lemonade?" He's like, $20. He's like, "It better be good." And he drinks and he spits it out. He says, "What's in this?" Shark puppet says, "Pee."
Oh my God. See?
Let's think I'll be tickled.
Gary, that's not even that funny. It's stupid.
It's a fucking shark in somebody's hand.
You're so dumb. Well, this is why we couldn't watch Donald Duck, because it started out as a puppet.
Like, yeah.
And then Donald started cussing people. Yeah. And so that really
people
made
it ruin the internet.
Yes, they do. So, no more shark puppet. I feel horrible because
now that we know what it is.
Which I feel, okay, hang on. I say that I feel horrible, but I feel good.
Right, that it wasn't some like psychotic.
That he's not a psycho.
Yeah.
That he was not intentionally doing something harmful. He was imitating an emotion that he saw a puppet do, and that's how he was trying to. Now, granted, that's not right either, but it was kind of like a kid doing the whole Tom and Jerry imitation thing.
Yeah.
We just didn't know the origin of where it came from, but yeah, now right. That I do.
Was it itchy and scratchy? No, he won't even sit still long enough to watch The Simpsons.
Right. I mean, honestly, had no idea, and I was concerned, like, my kid is a psychopath. He is doing something harmful.
Nope.
Now he's just imitating a hand puppet that is a shark.
Also, put two and two together today, right? So you got the shark puppet there.
Okay. Oh, no.
They're at Universal Studios. There's a Jaws, right?
Okay.
The shark.
Yeah.
And Bruce. There's a restaurant right next to it, or it's a bar, really, called Shea Alcatraz.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember seeing it there, but
I don't.
It's there. Well, they make a drink called a shark attack. And when you order a shark attack, they bring out a shark puppet and talk you through it.
And
at the very end, they put whatever is red that goes in it. It was like, I don't know. You just have to watch it.
Okay.
And I was like, wait, that shark puppet didn't invent the shark puppet.
The shark puppet was already
it's like
invented.
There's already a shark puppet.
Oh, my God.
That's where my brain goes.
Wow. To Universal. It's all like 7 degrees of Universal Studios.
I'm already putting the manifest in my Christmas present for next year.
I thought Gary was trying to like plan a romantic like beach getaway.
I even like laid out
he was like, "Hey, so if we get like a weekend to go out together, we get to travel." And I'm like, "This is it. We're going to the beach." Nope.
I mean,
he was like, "We'll go to Seussical first."
I didn't say that.
You did. What is it?
High in the Sky Trolley.
I don't know what that means.
It's a trolley up in the air. I said we could hold hands and see all the...
Sweet. That is sweet. We'll do a GoFundMe. We'll start raising. I said it's sweet. I do think it's precious. It's an amusement park, and I have to.
It's a theme park.
A theme park. It's no Opryland, but
it's no. We'll go to Dollywood. I don't know. You're not into into Gatlinburg.
Nope.
The guy worked Rigdon just went to Gatlinburg
on purpose.
Yeah. I can remember when we all went as a family.
Your dad and I 100% have the same philosophy on this.
Yeah, but the first time, like, my dad was all about everybody doing everything.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's your first reaction to Gatlinburg.
Yeah, and I remember him and Tabor rode the, like, Skylift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rickson was like, he got in line for the Skylift. He thought it was going to be this huge thing to do once they get to the other side. Because for him and his kids, his family, it was $125 for them to ride this thing. They get over there.
The Skylift is $125?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And there's like a coffee shop and a beer stand on the other side, and then you just get back on and go back.
Now, in Colorado, you get to the top, and there's an amusement park that is questionable.
We've covered that on this podcast.
Mm-hmm, I'm just telling you. But at least there's that once you get to the top of the mountain. But... Yeah, so Gary, Big Gary and I would say, well.
We did it.
We did it. We're done with Gatlinburg. Yeah, like, that was it. Back. You do it one time. But
my dad, and I think you even to a certain extent, they're the type that would watch a movie one time and be like, okay, I got it.
Yep. We don't need to.
My dad used to always give me shit about rewatching things.
Yes.
Why are you watching this again?
Yep.
Well, I like it.
Yep.
Know what's going to happen. That's what makes it great for me.
I think that's a sign of neurodivergence too, by the way. Or no, it's an anxiety thing. Like, it's comforting to watch something over and over again. So, allegedly. But you and Charlie do that constantly. And
people don't, like,
I'll do it with Schitt's Creek in the Office, and that's about it.
So there's a new movie coming out, and like Cody at the office once saw it. I'm like, so what's it about? Like, you want me to tell you? Like, yeah.
Oh,
you
tell
me the ending. I don't care. Like, I'll be in the theater on IMDb looking at the plot as I'm watching.
You're so annoying. That's so annoying. Just watch.
Yeah, but says the person who would six. What's going on? What? Why do you do that? What are they doing? I'm watching the same movie.
I'm engaging in my own way. Okay, thank you. That's like annotating on paper. That's what I teach kids to do. Is annotate the text, have a conversation with it. I'm having a conversation with the script, with the movie.
Yeah. Also,
I just always assume that I'm missing something.
It's embedded in my brain. Abby and I go see Saw, the very first Saw movie.
Oh my gosh. I was just talking. A kid wrote her villain paper.
On Jigsaw?
What's his name? Jigsaw. John. Kimplin. Kimplin. The villain's name, his real name.
Oh, I don't know.
So she wrote in the voice of him. And I was like, I think I saw this in the theater.
So, yeah, and it's about this time of year.
Yep.
You know, so we go. Now, I bet we've not seen 5 scary movies. And I wouldn't call Saw a scary movie. It's like an intense, suspenseful.
Yeah, psychological thriller.
Yeah. We're halfway through this movie. Abby has her nails dug into my arm. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
I don't like when things are jumpy.
I don't either, but I don't have that physical reaction that you do.
That was when you said never again.
Yeah.
Never again.
I think, okay, we saw Saw.
I think I accidentally punched Hannah Turner in the face during Hunger Games when something jumped out on the screen. I
didn't mean to. We saw the Amityville Horror. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. That was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw
Scream back in Moorhead.
We did.
And somebody came in the theater in a Scream costume.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
But watching Scream now, you're like, oh, this movie sucks.
Yeah. It's kind of like I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think we saw I Know What You Did Last Summer in the theater.
Yeah. But as far as like horror movies, I can't think of any like monster movies or anything like that.
We were big.
Like Annabelle's or.
We were big. Yeah. See, I'm just not a big fan of that. Now, we grew up on, this is embarrassing, I guess, maybe not, Nightmare on Elm Street was like common Tuesday afternoon television. Like, we would rent the movies. Chase, Dustin, and I would watch it on repeat. I mean, I distinctly remember.
If you watch it now, it's the same thing. It's so stupid.
I was terrified. Dustin would sit behind the couch and watch it by looking out over the couch. Big Freddy Krueger fans. I mean, that's all our parents have to say is like, Freddy Krueger's coming for you. But how terrifying. Like, I'm not so certain that some of my sleep problems probably originate there with that. Just what a horrible thought to take the thing that is comforting and healthy for you and that's ruin right. it.
So the one thing I was super scared of, Michael Jackson's Thriller. Let's see, what year did that video come out?
Like the 80s, like 80.
Well, I know it was in the 80s.
Four or something like that. Like you, I mean, I remember it and like loved it. I loved it because it had this story and then the dance. They do, downtown Mount Sterling will do, they've done it at least twice. They did a Thriller zombie dance.
Okay, and one I was year 3 years old when that came out.
But I bet you weren't three when you remember watching it. I mean, I'm sure you were like four or five when you it like came up and you were scared, like, yeah. like crying.
Probably. Yeah. I feel like that was probably a little.
What scared you? Like, what do you remember being scared of?
Just the beginning, like when he starts turning into the werewolf.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That was so like cinematography magic yeah. that he started doing. Do you remember that? Like yeah. how, it was like. Wow, his name, like he's turning into a werewolf in front of us. And now you look at it and you're like, Ooh, Teen Wolf. That was a good movie.
Tried to watch that again.
The old school one?
Yeah, with Michael J. Fox. Not as good. Not as good.
I loved it.
Some things are best left. I was listening to, the dude from Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
He did Teen Wolf 2.
Yep.
And it ruined his career. Like, he literally set him in, like, a downward spiral for many, many years.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he had to know. What else did he have under his belt before that?
I don't remember.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, like, he said at one point he was going to sell everything he had and just pick a spot on the map and move there and start a new life.
Just anymore because of Teen Wolf, too.
And he... Well, had like young child star, it like you had addiction issues and stuff.
That is such a, you know, you don't see the child stars. I mean, talk about Home Alone and Macaulay Culkin, and like it's hard to come out of. You just don't see a lot of the people who come out of that. Now he's
now,
amazing. Yeah, now he's
awesome.
Have you listened? He has a podcast.
No,
I've heard him on Dax Shepard's podcast. But he has one. I like listening to him talk. He's a pretty interesting listen. And yeah.
What was there's a Stephen King movie, like miniseries we watched.
Oh my gosh. Stephen King is a big part of my childhood. My aunt and mom and uncle read a lot of Stephen King. I tried to read It when I was like in fourth grade. Stephen King's vocabulary, crack open one of his books sometime.
Well, it's like 1700 pages long too.
Well, so much description and just the language and the it was way above my head, but you know, I thought I could handle it and thought I could do it.
And isn't the ending of It in the book like super jacked up?
I didn't make it through the book.
Pretty sure.
I was in fourth grade.
Those that have read it, I'm pretty sure it's got like some kind of weird.
I've got a couple of kids reading King right now.
Pedophilia twist to it.
Oh God.
Yeah. Like super fucked up.
My mom was reading Pet Sematary. God, I remember watching Pet Sematary.
Yeah, and that, I remember Pet Sematary.
That screwed me up. The whole Gage scene and the truck and.
You remember? I think it was last year we watched Silver Bullet.
Yes, that's a
which good, was one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was a good one. That's a good one to watch when you were a kid.
Who knew? It was the preacher the whole time.
It obviously.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert to the 1985 film with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
They were the best.
Lost Boys.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
But also, there's a scene in Lost Boys with the band. I don't know if you remember. Like, somebody thought they needed like this jazz band. You go back to see how corny. Yeah, watch the movie, and there's a scene where they're like at a party or something. There's a band there. Just how goofy they look.
Let me tell you what never happened at a high school party.
a band show up.
Nobody had bands show up. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
One of the people I follow on
Weezer never just appeared. And
well, I mean, nobody just. Maybe there was like a guy with a guitar that would start playing, but no band struck up, and there was like a band playing while they're trashing somebody's house.
Yeah, let me plug in my amp here.
I follow Freebird. I follow Jen Hatmaker, and one, or was it Kristen Harrington? Tag on it. Maybe it was Kristen. One of their children went like directly at I said.
Oh, it was Jen Hatmaker.
Yes, yeah.
They want to have a party at your house.
I want to have a party, and they're like, no, like a real one, like where there's alcohol, like the kind we see on TV, like legitimately came and proposed that. She was like, go the hell on with that. Like, yeah, that
if
is
you walked outside your mind.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's high school movies like that really disappointed me in projecting in real life, high school yeah. should have been like. There were no Teen Wolves,
no
bands at parties. Daria, back to Daria in My So-Called Life. The drama was not there. It was a big letdown.
Remember the scene in Teen Wolf where they go in the closet?
Yes.
He scratches her. Oh, the nostalgia. Guess that's all we've
do
got.
Do you play 7 minutes? Is it 7 minutes or 7 seconds in heaven?
I think it's 7 minutes in heaven. I don't know.
That's
seven
a
seconds,
questionable.
At that age, 7 seconds would have been sufficient too.
Yeah. Spin the bottle. Do you think kids play spin the bottle these days?
No.
There's probably an app.
Just send nudes to each other.
That's the damn truth. I mean, there's no.
Show me your butthole.
Oh my God. No. Stop.
Gary Thomas's first Snapchat of 1995. How about that butthole?
What is wrong with you? Fundamentally, what is wrong with you?
Shocking. Oh my God.
If only you had colonoscopy pics when you were in eighth grade.
So, let's end on this note.
Oh, okay.
Been demonized for sending my colonoscopy pic.
Demonized? Who demonized you?
Do
you feel that way?
People really don't appreciate it.
By so people, I'm on you mean Micah.
I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
And Terry Miners, who's like this renowned radio host out of Louisville, I think Rex Chapman actually, I can't remember.
Okay. You but sound like me telling a story. Continue.
He had a picture of himself in the hospital bed next to it in like a little collage was his colonoscopy pictures.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, Men's Health, blah, blah, blah. You need to get your colonoscopy. I'm like, oh, this guy who's got like 500,000 followers on Twitter can just send it out. I sent it out to like 13 of my closest friends. And
at no point have you ever sent it with the intent of notifying and doing a public service announcement to your friends for Men's Health? At no point.
That's coming this week.
Okay. That man's issue was completely different than your own. Had you said, hey guys, heads up, it's time for us to start doing this. I don't know that you would need to send the colonoscopy pic with it.
I wonder if they'll take a picture the next time I get my prostate examined.
One
could only hope.
Do you want updated pics?
I want the video.
A video. Yeah.
I don't know how
to. Yeah, I think that's a totally different side of OnlyFans that we're.
It's medical, all right? It's
medical OnlyFans. Oh, my God.
I hope everybody has a good week and the
it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
Cook your chilies and your soups.
Yeah. Not this week so much.
Yes, it is. It's this week.
I mean, like the upper 60s, low 40s. That's still fine with me. Abby's freezing last night, and I'm sitting there sweating.
I think there's something wrong with you. He thinks it's diabetes. I have never heard that as a symptom of diabetes. Legitimately goes, it's probably just diabetes. And goes back to sleep.
Oh, don't forget to spay and neuter your pets, get your colonoscopies, and get your diabetes checked. We're going to go enjoy some court day food tomorrow. Maybe we'll take some pics.
But after that, we're getting our shit together and we're going to eat better.
We can't go to the gym because of the issues right now.
We can go to the gym. We're choosing not to. We're making excuses.
Fine.
We're going to get our life together.
Love you.
I love you.
We'll get our life together maybe before we die.
Oh, my That's God. My don't goal. Say that.
Practice your gratitude. Let it affect your attitude. That's all I got to say about that.
Bye.
If you want to share this, I would be appreciative. If you want to send Abby emails and tell her how much she affects your life or me,
you can't do this to her,
do that. Rip, shark puppet.
Bye.
Hey, shark puppet getting bread. What? You heard what I said. Hey, shark puppet getting money. All you little stupid trash rappers looking funny. Hey, I be chilling on the beach. What? I can't let out my screech. You are just like a leech. You are all my students, so I guess I have to teach.
I'm a teacher.
Hey, I'm a game.